Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes. Good morning, Ms. Johnson.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, and yourself?
I'm doing good, girl. It's Friday. Cannot complain. So how are your calls going today?
For the most part, they're well.
Good. Good. I'm glad to hear that. So I just wanted to call you. I have a call that I wanted to go over with you. That was, I guess, Vince is off today, so he was trying to get with you, but I guess you guys' off days kind of land on the same, and then when you're here, he's not, he's here, you're not. So
what?
I just told him that I would speak with you or whatever. So there was a call that was handled on the 5th of this month. It was a Walnut Global call. So the customer, she calls in, and now I have the recording pulled up. I don't know if you can play calls in your team, but I can still send you the call just to see if you can or can't. And then that way you can hear what I'm about to explain. Let me just see if I can pull it up.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Give me just a second. I'm going to send it to you in Teams, and you tell me if you can hear it playing when you hit play. I might ask you to download it, and if it asks you to download it, just hit download, and then wait a couple seconds, and another box will pop up saying download it. You just click on where it says download it, and then it should play. Sometimes it don't always work as easy, but if it does, then you'll have it, and you can actually play it and hear it. So let's try it.
Okay. Do you hear it?
I don't hear it, but I wouldn't be able to hear it. Only you would be able to hear it.
Was that, what did she say? Like, well, did I not say something to her?
No, just keep listening to it. Have you finished the call already? You shouldn't have been finished it that fast. Is it still playing?
I don't understand unless I'm not hearing right. I can't even understand what the lady's saying.
I know. So that was, she really did sound very muffled at the beginning of the call. And then I think she had like you on speakerphone. And so then she took you off of speakerphone and you could hear her a little bit better, or like you could actually make out what she was trying to say at least. QA got this call and they gave you an autofill for the call dropping. And then there was no call back to the customer to finish handling the account. So like you did ask her if there was a way that she could speak a little bit clearer for you because you couldn't understand her, which was completely fine. This is exactly what we do. But anytime that there's a call that drops and we're speaking with the customer, we have an account, we need to make sure that we call that customer back. And if it's like audio issues on our end, then what we would do is just resolve our audio issues first and then give that customer a call back once that's done. Because if we always have to finish off what we started, or else it seems as though the call just ends or it drops and we're just avoiding the call altogether and not calling her back. It can be considered that. I'm not saying that's what you did, but just how it can be viewed as call avoidance. So you want to make sure that anytime you get a call, and if for whatever reason you guys happen to get disconnected, or if the customer hangs up on you, that you are always giving them a call back, so that, you know, that's listed in the recording session, call log, and all of that. We can verify that you did, in fact, try to call her back and not just completely move on with the calls, the other calls.
Yes, ma'am.
So I noticed today as well, there's been a lot of, like, yawning, a lot of stretching on the calls that you're on coming from your end. So, and those things are fine to do as well. I personally would probably suggest to, like, utilize the mute button a little bit more if I'm, like, going to make a grunting noise or something, because that can be kind of out of your control if you're stretching and yawning, and you can't help how a yawn is just coming, whatever. But you want to excuse yourself if ever you cannot mute the phone. So if you, like, cough, if you sniffle, like, just clear your throat, or if you yawn, you always want to come back, excuse me. Just for that, because QA will deduct you like 15 points every time they catch you doing that on a call. And those can add up. It may not seem like they can, but, you know, if me and you are talking and I'm just like, like that, and they get that call, that's 15 points. If I do it again on the next call and they get it, that's another 15-point deduction. So eventually your weekly average can really get low if that's not being excused on the call. So just if you do it, just excuse me right afterwards. Vince has this in the system as a developmental coaching, which basically is just kind of like a recap email, I guess you could call it, just about whatever we discussed and what the call and what the issue and everything was. Do you have any questions for me?
As far as the yawning goes, like, sometimes I be, like, in the middle of saying something, and then I'll yawn, like, it's not purposely done, but, like, I still
know.
Try to mute or either say excuse me, but I still get points taken off.
Yes, because, like, today, like, a second ago, before I had messaged you that part of the script page or whatever on Walnut, I was monitoring your call, and I had heard you yawn, and then you were like, can I get your zip code right after the yawn? There was no excuse me after that one. So I wanted to make sure that I told you that on this call so that you were aware, like, hey, you don't want to get points taken off for something so, like, little and easy that can be fixed. Because even if it is out of your control, if you sneeze, if you have the hiccups, like, those are things we can't control. And if you don't catch it to, you know, in time and say, hey, give me just a brief moment, ma'am, and put the phone on mute, then they're going to hear all in the phone. So just politely excuse me. Just excuse yourself right afterwards, and it should be fine. But every time you get deductions on your QA, your lead listens to those calls to make sure that the infraction or the deduction that you got was, in fact, valid. So that's how we came across this autofill with the call dropping and not returning the call back. It's because he listens to it. He saw that it was the exact thing that the QA said it was. So that wasn't something that we could overturn. But if he ever does listen to a call, or if I ever listen to one of your calls and QA, you know, graded you a lower score, and I go and I listen to it and I don't find anything wrong with the call, then I can send that back to QA and tell them, hey, this is invalid. I didn't hear what you guys said that you heard. Can you review the call again? And then eventually they'll just end up overturning the QA if it was bad and make it 100. But we always get second opinions, and we always send anything back that's invalid. But like that last call you were just on, I heard you stretching all in the phone. I said, oh, I'm going to need her to move around, wake up a little bit before she gets on the phones, because I don't know if you're in just like a quiet, dark room or whatnot, but it's really sounding like you just want to go back to sleep.
Yes, I was in my room.
Yeah. So just try to kind of move around a second, get you a break or something, and kind of get up and move around a little bit so that you don't get so sleepy and calm in the setting that you're in. But I'll go ahead and sign off on this developmental coaching, and it'll be in your agent overview so that you can go read it. You can leave comments. You can refuse to sign it. You can sign it if you like. It doesn't make it go away if you do refuse to sign it. It just means that you're not 100% fully agreeing with what was said on the coaching or the call. But besides that, is there anything else that you have for me that I can maybe help you with, or anything that you're having issues with or that you're struggling with that you need to ask?
I want to – would I have to talk to Nate? Because I know sometimes, like, early in the morning, and I know I'm trying so hard not to continue to be late. I was trying to see if he can maybe push that 7:30 to, like, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I would suggest to message him or send him an email. You can, like, email scheduling. It's literally scheduling at asktelemarketing.com. I can message it to you in Teams just so you know. But you can just send an email to scheduling and ask them if there are any other later shifts that are available for you, because you're having a hard time, you know, arriving on time when it's so early in the morning. And then we typically do need a little bit more extra help in the evening time, so suggest that. So I noticed that, you know, our queue looks a little bit busier, and I really wouldn't mind having a later shift if you can put me on from, like, 8 to 5 or 9 to 6, however, you know, whichever way you want to do it, like, as far as with what times you can, and see if maybe he can accommodate you with that. But you definitely want to ask, because you never know unless you do ask, and you don't want to keep having that affect your attendance coming in late or whatnot.
Right.
But, yeah, just message him and see what they say.
Okay.
Okay. So I just sent you that email address.
Scheduling. Okay.
Yeah, scheduling at asktelemarketing.com. So just shoot them an email, see what they can come up with. And besides that, I'm going to enter this into your agent overview. And if you have any questions or any concerns, or if you need any help with absolutely anything, don't hesitate to reach out to either me or Vince or any other lead that's here. That we all can help you the same way.
Okay.
Okay. All right, then. Well, I hope that you have a great rest of your shift, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, too. Enjoy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.